Now you can learn how to make more money, pay less in taxes, and protect your family and assets. This is the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and the first thing that I want to say to all of you is thank you so much. Thank you so much for the emails you send me, for the phone calls that you make, and for spending the next 30 minutes with us where we talk about issues that are important to you, your family, your wallet, and your loved ones. You see, as you know, I'm in love with my mom. She's 87 years old, and the other day she told me, Ronnie, I love you, but I've got to tell you something about me, and that is my golden years don't feel so golden. You see, I'm in pain, Ronnie. My back, my hip, my arm, my shoulder. I'm serious. My mom is really struggling. And so my question for all of you is pretty simple. Do you have a senior in your life who you love, who you adore, and who may be suffering? Because if you do, there's a secret the government doesn't want you to know. And that is, help is available. You don't have to get stuck paying the nursing care bills for mom, dad, or your grandfather. And you know, when we talk about these issues, I bring on senior citizen lawyer, Dustin McFarland. Hello, Dustin.
Hello, Ronnie. Thanks for having me.
Dustin, you and I know about the golden years. You sit with seniors all the time, their loved ones and families. What is the secret that our listeners need to know as it relates to nursing care expenses and the fact that they are really costly?
I would say the biggest secret is do not wait. Do not wait for that crisis. Plan far ahead, because it will happen. It happens to a lot of people every year. Most of those people are unprepared, unsuspecting victims of a very ruthless system.
And you talk about crisis mode, Dustin. What is crisis mode? What does that look like for our audience, their moms, their dads, and the elders in their life?
You know, let me just share an experience of someone who came into the office just recently. Their mom is in a nursing home. She had a stroke. She went into the nursing home and she is on public assistance. But when they did the application, they forgot to list some assets that they had. Now the government is coming back and saying, hey, what about these assets? And so they are now in crisis mode, because if they don't get rid of these assets, they are going to have to pay the nursing home for the last 6 months what they thought was being taken care of by the government.
And that's an important issue. Given the fact that 1 in 2 women are going to need nursing care assistance, 1 in 4 men will need it. The question for you is simple. Can you afford to spend $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 or more a month for this care? Dustin, why is it that the vast majority of people listening haven't a clue about the fact that assistance is available in these moments?
So I think it's twofold. I think one, there's a ton of bad information out there, so people just don't know. It's hard to find the truth. And the second thing is, I think there's a stigma about getting public assistance. And it's usually this negative stigma wrapped around getting help. Yet nobody wants to go broke. We all want to protect our family, protect our loved ones, and we do that by preserving the money. If you have a question about public benefits for your senior citizen in your life, give me a call at 602-491-0242. Again, 602-491-0242.
I've got senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland. We are talking about you and something that is absolutely going to adversely affect your wallet and your future inheritance unless you get a grip on it now. And that is nursing care expenses for you and the seniors in your life. Dustin, what happens when mom, dad, grandma, grandpa gets sick? What type of stress, anxiety, and decisions do the family members have to make?
So the family member is family is in charge of about everything. So they have to figure out not only what bills to pay, what doctors to see, what treatments mom or dad should receive, what medications they should have, also what caregivers, what care facility. I mean, the list is endless. And not only that, nobody's going to talk to you. If you don't have this set up in advance, you can't just walk into the bank and withdraw the money and say, hey, I'm the executor. I get to... They don't care. You have to have this set up long before you're going to need it.
And the great news is that's what you do. You give free consultations and you explain to your clients in an understandable manner. If you get the right trust for your family, you can take care of those things today. I want to address the stigma. Why would anyone listening be afraid to get government assistance if it's going to affect their inheritance? You're going to lose money. Can you hear what I'm saying? Why is there that stigma?
I think people associate it with any sort of negative perception of being on welfare or getting a free handout and not working for it. And especially that generation, they worked, they saved, they went without before they took a handout. And but yet, every time we go to our tax advisor, we say, I want to put as little liability on my family and as much liability on the government as I possibly can. This is something we do all the time. How can I save on my taxes? How can I reduce my taxes? This is no different. It's really simple. Either you pay or the government pays. It's your choice. So if you'd like to learn more how you can get government help to pay for skilled nursing care, give me a call at 602-491-0242. Again, 602-491-0242.
I've got senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarlane, and let me tell you this. You don't have to be a senior citizen and get a discount at Taco Bell to call him. Dustin, I want to address financial scams against elders. I saw you speak at a seminar and you blew me away, especially when you talked about the epidemic of scams. Can you educate our audience about some of these scams, examples, and how easy it is for elderly who may have some memory issues to give their money away?
Yeah, that is a huge epidemic. You know, I bet everyone listening, if I were to have you raise your hand on who has received a phone call for some sort of scam in the last week or the last 2 weeks, almost everyone would raise their hand. People are calling seniors every single day, trying to hustle them out of their hard-earned money. Not only that, there are people who knock on their doors and try to take their money. There are people who try to sell them things. And the fact of the matter is, seniors are a little bit, they're not as savvy, and they have all the money. So if you're going to rob somebody, you're going to go where the money is. So if you have a senior in your life that you'd like to protect and make sure nobody ever takes advantage of them and is able to steal their money, my number is 602-491-0242. Again, 602-491-0242.
Dustin, you and I are talking about financial scams that are, of course, being perpetrated against seniors. What about family members? You and I aren't naive. Family members are stealing their mom and dad's money, grandma's, grandpa's money. Why is that happening?
Again, it's because seniors have all the money. And kids look at it and say, well, I'm going to inherit it anyway. Why not ask for it now? So we need to protect seniors and make sure they keep their money. Don't let it be too late. Don't let your greedy sister have mom sign the deed to the house over. Don't let your niece or nephew borrow $20,000 to fix their broken down car. I've seen these things happen. You can be proactive, get in front of the problem, and make sure you can protect your mom or dad, or you can be reactive and come to my office afterwards and try to figure out how to get the money back. And let me tell you, the money is gone. It's not coming back.
Especially if it's my niece or nephew, Dustin. All right, everybody, I've got to take a break. But on the other side, I want to talk about a topic that I know is affecting you, and that is negative, miserable people. You've got to get them out of your life like I have. That discussion is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Showing you how to become more secure in your retirement, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show continues.
Are you sick and tired of wasting money on online business advertising that doesn't work?
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and I've generated thousands of leads and highly recommend RPM National because they guarantee new leads for your business.
Let RPM National generate more leads for you. 916-676-3916, 916-676-3916. That's 916-676-3916. RPM National, we generate leads.
If you die without a trust, the government can take control of your assets. Hi, I'm senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarlane. Call me today for a free consultation so I can help protect your assets and loved ones. 602-491-0242 or go to seniorcitizenlawyer.com.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. In this segment, I like to address business issues, because deep down, I am a business superhero. And again, I love superheroes. In fact, for Halloween this year, I'm going to be Batman. My nephew Kalu helped me pick out my costume. The thing about you, though, as a business-minded person who wants to increase revenue, who wants to grow your business, who wants to be more successful, I've got a very simple question for you. Are you ready? When does negativity matter to you? And when I mean negativity, I don't mean when you come home from work and your wife or your husband has given you the business, you didn't mow the lawn, you didn't take the trash out, honey didn't do. I don't mean that. I mean, when does the negativity at your job, at your business, the relationships you have, when is it enough? When do you finally raise your left hand and say, enough is enough, I've got to change? You see, as many of you know, I owned the largest business of its kind in the country for over 2 decades. I employed thousands of employees. Many were negative and miserable people. I also represented over 100,000 clients all across the country. I did a lot as it relates to business, and I'm not here in this moment to brag. I'm here to make sure you know that I've got the experience. And that is why I come back to you. Do you have employees? Are any of them negative? Because if they're negative, how is it affecting you and your bottom line? It's really easy for you as a business owner to turn a blind eye to a negative employee if they're a great producer. Let's talk about sales. Many of you sell. You've got to get the client in. You got to make that deal. What if you employ a great salesperson who happens to be negative? Every once in a while, you got to turn a blind eye, right? You've got to, because the salesperson is kicking butt. The money's coming in. The clients are there. However, their character is not one of positivity, optimism. In fact, they're downright mean-spirited, bitter, and angry people, and I can't take them anymore. And that is why I walk the walk. I talk the talk. I have eliminated all negative people from my life. Those that I can choose to get rid of, because some of which you are in it for the long haul. You and I know who we are talking about. However, as it relates to your business, you have choices. Are negative employees affecting you? Is your business growing? Or are you at a place where you're kind of stuck and you don't know what to make of it? Does it have anything to do with your environment? Does it have anything to do with your right-hand man or woman or left-hand man or woman? Because I've got some great news for you. I've employed thousands of people. And you know what? The vast majority were outstanding employees. However, some were awful, bitter, angry, and negative, and I couldn't take another minute, which is why I made sure and put them in the right place. Again, I'm not telling you as a business consultant to fire that person. I'm not telling you to get rid of Mr. and Mrs. Negative Business Associate that you're doing millions in business with a year. Of course not. I'm not asking you to cut your nose off to spite your pretty face. Instead, I'm asking you, at what point, though, does it matter? You see, right now in my own life, I'm dealing with a negative business associate. Of course, I'm not going to name names. I have thousands of relationships and many of business associates in my life, one of which is very negative, and I'm struggling. Being around this type of negativity is not at all what I envisioned for myself as I turned 56. And again, 56 is the new 40 for those of you who are aging. And so I'm really looking in the mirror and I'm asking myself, Ronnie, I can't take this negativity. I cannot stand to be around people who everything is negative. I mean, we're talking something is seriously wrong with the wiring inside of this person, and I'm not a therapist. I'm not a life coach. I can't change you. I can help you as a business owner to determine how to best deal with the negativity in your business, in your life. Because let's face it, if you got negativity, you got bad chi around you, your business is not going to explode and grow and thrive. You'll hit a plateau and you'll breathe in constantly the negative, bitter, miserable air. That is your business. That is your office. Because if you associate with it, it becomes you. And that is why what I've learned for myself is I'm going to take this negative business associate and keep them in their appropriate box, and I'm going to give them 6 months. Yes, I'm not a reactive person and just off with your head. I'm going to give them 6 months. I'm going to hope. I'm going to pray. I'm going to cheer. I'm going to guide, and I'm going to mentor. However, at what point do I finally say enough is enough? Now, I realize many of you are probably wondering, how do I turn this negative into a positive? How do I get this negative feeling and emotion and person to maybe go to the next level? And if not, how do you make a positive out of it? And here's my answer for you. Money, return on investment, and what's in it for you. If you're dealing with a negative employee or business associate who is making you $1 million to $5 million a year, I'd go to Ruth Chris tonight and I'd celebrate. In fact, I'd take that person with you. That is turning a negative into a positive. For me, the number one issue is money. Are they profitable for you as a business owner? And number two, we want to make sure that your employees and everyone else is not affected. I'm a real advocate for team building. I really support when you get involved with your employees, with your business associates, whether it's breaking bread, whether it's going out to Sunsplash, whether it's going to a baseball game in Arizona. I want you to engage, to participate, because I believe if you spend time with the negative employee, with the negative business associate, who is again making you millions of dollars, you may be able to even get more out of them because you're tapping into that part that you like. You see, you like something about this negative person, or you'd fire them, or this negative business associate, or you'd fire them. So I want you to focus on the positive and try to nurture that while you're breaking bread, eating something delicious. If you own a business and you'd like to gross more money, I'm talking about $1 million to $5 million, $5 million to $10 million, or $25 million or more, I'd love to hear your story for free. Pick up the phone and call me anytime, 888-DEUTCH-8, or go to my website, ronniedeutchbiz.com. All right, when we come back, I've got the tax man on the other side, and we're talking about you and issues that can help save you money on your taxes. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutch Radio Show.
Focusing on the secrets of making more money. There's more coming up on the Ronnie Deutch Radio Show.
If you don't have a family trust, who's going to protect your kids and your assets when you die? Hi, I'm senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland. Call me today for a free no-obligation consultation at 602-491-0242 or go to seniorcitizenlawyer.com.
'Cause I'm the tax man. And I am the tax lady. Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutch Radio Show. This is our tax segment where we get to bring on John Nelson, who's the general manager of Instant Tax Solutions. Go to their website. These people are A-plus rated. They've got reviews on there that will make you cry, and the results are nothing short of outstanding. I want to say something about John before I bring him on. He is a golfer, and he's also a referee. He's my kind of a man. Hello, John. Welcome to the show.
That's quite an introduction, Ronnie. I appreciate that. How are you today?
I'm doing well, John. My producer, Mike, and I, we rave at how great of a golfer you are. You understand strategy. You understand patience. What you understand also is the human effect owing the IRS has. Can you talk about the stigma the pain, the anxiety, the relationship issues that are caused when you've got the IRS breathing down your neck.
You know, Ronnie, I don't think it's just dealing with the IRS. I think anytime you're dealing with people's finances, it becomes extremely stressful for anybody. Then you throw on top of it the IRS's ability to garnish your wages, levy bank accounts, put liens on your home, seize property. That anxiety level, you know, increases substantially. And that's why when we talk to our clients, we try to ease their mind and let them know that they have somebody in their corner that can help facilitate them through this process.
I love your point about financial issues, John. Of course, money makes people crazy, right? When you owe the IRS, whether you've got debt, whatever the issue is. What I want to know about the IRS is, how is it going for them? I hear they're more aggressive. I hear they don't really care about the human component. What are you seeing in the trenches?
Yeah, you know, not defending the IRS, but I would say that, you know, when they estimate that about 50 million people owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS simply does not have the manpower to collect on all of those individuals, plus review all the returns that are coming in and what have you. So on their end, I can imagine it's extremely stressful for them as well. When in fact, the IRS, you know, they have been commissioned to be a middleman, collect taxes from us citizens and pass that on through to wherever they all that money goes. And so the IRS is having to up their collection tactics, such as a wage garnishment, which is the worst, bank levies, property liens. And I encourage anybody that has any of those issues, pick up the phone, call John Nelson Instant Tax Solutions, 888-308-4111. Again, John Nelson Instant Tax Solutions, 888-308-4111, or you can also search us out on our website, instanttaxsolutions.com.
You and I know that owning and running a business is hard work. What I want to know is, why do so many business owners fall behind on their taxes? What is that epidemic about?
You know, Ronnie, I just got off speaking to a client that does computer work and just simply has not filed in many, many years just because they say they didn't know how to handle being self-employed. People are generally really good at what they do. They're good at landscaping. They're good at cutting hair. They're good at building homes. But doing the back office work of actually running a business and doing it the way that the laws, rules, and regulations are requiring them to do so, I think is difficult for a lot of people, and they just bury their heads, and after a while, it just becomes overwhelming. Anybody that owes money to the IRS, a bank levy, a property seizure notice, pick up the phone and give me a call. John Nelson with Instant Tax Solutions, 888-308-4111. Again, that's John Nelson with Instant Tax Solutions, 888-308-4111. And you also can find us on the internet at instanttaxsolutions.com.
When you go to Instant Tax Solutions, you're able to see actual case results. You have someone on there that owed over $89,000 and you settled for less than $1,000. I understand that everyone is unique, but how do you do it, John? How does Instant Tax Solutions remain A-plus rated at all times with such high reviews and great results?
We stay A-plus rated because of our ethical way of doing business. We do not lead people down a path of a pie-in-the-sky type of scenario. We give them true, honest feedback. We let them know what they qualify for. And those individuals that you see that got those tremendous savings are individuals that were willing to go through the process and in the end receive very good results. And so most people don't know what they qualify for, and that's why we'll give them a free consultation. They just need to give us a call.
Again, if you have questions about your tax returns, there's nothing to be ashamed about if you owe the IRS. All right, everybody, I'm out of time. So what I'd like to do right now is play for you one of my favorite songs. In fact, I'm going to give a little dedication and dedicate this song, which is called Sunflower, to my great nephew, Kaleo. All of you have a wonderful week. Again, I appreciate your emails, your phone calls, and your support. Take a look at our website, RonnieDeutschRadio.com, if you'd like to meet any of our experts. Thank you so much for your support. Have a great week. See you next weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I stuck by you. You're a sunflower. I think your love would be too much, or you'd be left in the dust. Unless I stuck by you.